Blog Talk Radio.
Anxiety sets in, I'm starting to pace. My nerves unsettle, sweat drips my face. Hands take, can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I just brace and I take in the face of adversity. Facing this certainty, the brakes ain't hurting me. Gain on a bomb, my pain stronger. Fame smarter, street smarter, train harder. Can't stop me, drop me, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart, leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving, keep training, headstrong. Be patient, meet them head to head. I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stopping, have a promise to prove I'm a fighter. It's not an option to lose.
Good evening. It's the Shelly Nunchuck Show. It's Wednesday night, and here up in Maine is 9 p.m. Standard Eastern Time, wherever you are, morning, night, good morning, good evening. It is Wednesday, and I am a Boston girl through and through, and I actually moved up to Maine to pursue my dreams. Actually, I know it sounds crazy, because people usually go into New York or Hollywood, but I'm pursuing my dream in a whole nother fashion. To work with a company that I've been actually working with for the past couple of years and actually enjoying it and very proud to work with Unicovia Pictures. And they do take in consideration, you know, what my expertise are. And one of the things that I don't do while pursuing my dreams, and if you know who I am, Shelly Nunchucks, and if you've listened to my show before, which I'm actually, you know, mostly talking about Jackie Chan and my dream of working with him, but now, a lot of people, the thing that I want to bring up tonight, where a lot of people think, you know, maybe if they're not in the business, and I'd like to point out, I think a lot of people might think that in the business, you might have to take your clothes off and do other things to pursue a dream. And I'd like to point this out. I am not one of those girls that have to do that. Now, granted, there's so many different types of roles, and, you know, whatever anybody wants to do, that's their business. But for me, my end, yes. I know that I could be doing those roles if I want to, but I choose not to. I choose to keep my clothes on. And there's a lot of things that women will do in the business, like to support themselves. Like they will actually, you know, do things where they won't want to work a regular full-time job. Whatever they want to do, I mean, like I said, it's their thing, but sometimes women get into the escort business or, you know, other things like that, and they will do it to pursue the dreams to make money. I, on the other hand, I work a regular full-time job. Now, people might say, well, you know, if you make more money doing other things by taking your clothes off, you know, maybe I'm a fool. I really am not a fool. I feel very content and satisfied, and I can hold my head up high knowing I work a full-time job. Yes, it's 10 hours a day, and it's really a lot of work. And, you know, I work with great people in the field that I'm working in, and I'm very happy because the products that I work with, they actually do help people, and especially the elderly, because it's something that I've always, you know, wanted to do, like really help out people and, you know, with their minds and such. And we do sell products, you know, in the company that I work with. And I'm very proud because the company has been around for quite a few years and it's very large. And I feel very happy to be working in the job I'm working. And I can actually say I'm proud and hold my head up high. And I can look in the mirror every single morning and be proud of what I see in front of me. And it's me. Now, I really, you know, I mean, there's so many opportunities that you can do so many things, you know, to take your clothes off and to do whatever you want, and I decided not to do it. Now, maybe it's going to take a lot longer for me to get where I want to go, but I feel very happy and content with what I'm doing, and I feel very proud and very honored to keep working with the people that I'm working with, and they appreciate the things that I do, and I'm learning more as I go and, like, learning how to edit videos, and I'm trying to learn more, and I want to learn behind the camera, not just in front of it, and knowing the fact that to be able to do my own stunts and get into it more and more and look into a demo reel, because people have been asking me to do a demo reel. The thing is, I've done work for the past 10 years and try to chase down people. I just got tired of it to try to get my work. And people saying, well, if you've done some work, why don't you have a demo reel? And a lot of people know and understand this. When you do a lot of independent film, you know, to get lead roles, and you try to get your work, it's like all of a sudden after the work you've done and the thing is completed, to try to get a hold of the companies that you worked with, all of a sudden they disappeared and you never hear from them again. So I'm like, you know what? I've been networking with people, and actually one of the guys that I've actually, one of my actors for my film that I will be filming in the dishwasher, he asked me to do a martial arts photo shoots with him, and he does have some weapons and stuff, and I think we're going to be taking pictures. And knowing the fact, I am not going to hide anything. I have nothing to hide, and like I said, I've always mentioned my age, which I am 42, and I'm not going to lie about it. Maybe I can put on my resume, you know, I can act a certain age, younger than that, and maybe I don't look 42, but it's something that I'm very proud to say my age. Now, women, sometimes they don't want to say their age. Granted, you know, whatever, like I said, I'm not your typical normal woman, and, you know, why should I have to hide the age of what I am? Let's be proud and say what our age are. Why do we have to stick with society and say we have to hide our age if we're proud of our age? Why not show what, in this day and age, what someone 42 can look like? Let's do this without, you know, with what I'm doing. I don't think of putting Botox in my body. I'm not going to do plastic surgery, and I'm not going to do anything like that. I'm not going to get a stomach operation. It's just plain old good fashion working out. I've slacked off, but to be able to train and go beyond the dojo is exactly what I want to do. So it's something that, you know, to train in my own, you know, with martial arts and stuff, in becoming more flexible and even, you know, getting that ripped stomach that I've had for a while. And it's like it's just kind of, you know, lost a little bit of the edge. But I can get it back because all it is working out. And I've been eating a lot of great salads, even though I got to say I've been having a cupcake every day, having a little bit of a snack like that, having some sugar. But, you know, it's the fact that, you know, eating more protein, and I've learned that. And I have people that teach me these great things and learning, you know, about the value of nutrition. And I think, you know, I still would like to become a fitness trainer, to become certified. And I know something, because I see a lot of people of different shapes and different sizes, and I would like to help people to become more confident and, you know, help bring up their self-esteem, because I know a lot of good people, and my whole life I've worked out. I worked in gyms. I worked in a lot of chains in gyms most of my life, and especially in the past 10 years, that's what I was doing, working a lot of gyms. And it's something where, actually, before I got into filming, I was studying for my ACE fitness test. Gandalf, there was another test. One of them, I forget which one it is. I still actually have the ACE book where you can get certified, where you can go nationally and you can actually, you know, set up exercise programs. And that's what I would really love to do. I think it's something I might pursue when getting my fitness certificate to be a fitness trainer. You know, just something to have that I think is something I should complete. And there's other things, and I'm like looking online for more schooling and other things. And, you know, it's something I've been studying, you know, with certain things and learning as I'm going on more and more. And I'd like to become more educated in quite a few things. And maybe I would love to learn another language. I'd love to, you know, I try to take these guitar lessons before. I don't know why I stopped taking them, but I would like to learn a musical instrument. I mean, there's so many things that I would love to do. I mean, you know, on my path to, you know, to wanted to work with Jackie Chan. The thing is, there's so many other things I want to do. It's just I'm involved with a couple of things, and self-care is a very big film for me. And we've been, you know, working on it for the past couple of years. And that, you know, I can't explain it how I'm so excited to think of the day when we're in full wardrobe with a weapon and doing that battle scene with a horse. This is something like a dream come true for me. To play a lead in a film like this, I never thought I would do this. Never thought in a million years. And Z, my big brother, I call him Z. You know, he's the horror support, and he's a wonderful man, my teacher. He's taught me a year in Tai Chi, and I'm very honored and very lucky and blessed to have this individual have come in my life. And I had prayed a few years back to have a brother like Jackie Chan, an older brother, Samuel. Lo and behold, I had that person, you know, come into my life as one of the things, was one of my brother, and lo and behold, a couple of the brothers followed. So I want to take a little break right now, and I always play a song. It's Battle Song. It's by the man, the myth himself, and it's, you know, it's Aurora's Accord, Louisa, and his beautiful love, wife, Sonari. Battle Song is a song that will set the mood, set the tone for our battle in self-care. And like with any film, you're going to feel how the music will set the tone. You'll feel that battle feel kind of tone. So I'm going to take a short break, and this is actually Battle Song, the song you'll hear, and I'll be right back.
Rush to my aid.
battle song by the man, the myth, the legend himself, Horace the Chord to Lisa and his beautiful, lovely wife, Sonari. And before I went with the song, I was bringing up the fact of working in the business. Now, many people want to do certain things as an actor, you know, go and give themselves 100%. And there's a couple things I don't do. I don't do nudity. I don't do kissing scenes, but I like to do my own stunts and stuff. It's just stuff that I want to do. You know, it doesn't limit my abilities. It's just stuff that I want to do. And I'm hoping, like, you know, to further myself. And just because I'm 42, it doesn't mean I have to end my life or think, oh, my God, I have to be in this rocking chair on a porch and just waiting, you know, to step one foot in the grave and just die. I mean, I can do my own stunts. If you look at all the great masters and stuff like Jackie, he's 58, and you know, it's kind of amazing how people are calling Jackie Chan old. I'm like, Jackie Chan is not old. I mean, he just got done doing Police Story. He just a couple months ago was just doing Chinese Zodiac. And even in the news, it said he just started filming it and just did most of all the scenes and stuff. And you have to give him the man credit. I mean, some 20-year-olds can't even do half the thing that he's doing. He's 58 years old. I mean, for crying out loud, the man is going to be 59. So I just, I mean, the guy is just amazing. And you blame me for, like, you know, wanting to work with Jackie Chan. I mean, everybody's got their, you know, people that they look up to and stuff and people they want to work with. Jackie's one of the guys I want to work with. And it's just something, you know, it's something that I've always wanted to since I was a little girl. It's my dream. It's my thing. If some people go, hey, to each their own, whatever floats your boat, it's my dream. Now, I'm not saying I want to fight Jackie Chan. That's not what I want to do in a film. I do not want to fight Jackie Chan in a film. You know, just to have one scene with Jackie and to do some comedy skit where we're, like, smacking things around or something, I want to be some sort of sidekick. I mean, people can see this because I have a talent for comedy where I've done dinner theater shows. I have the training where I was getting paid $25 an hour for doing the shows. You know, love doing that. And having audience members come to the shows, I created this character. I had to be a bridesmaid, but I created the character called Mia Midori. And it was my character. I mean, it's not something I can take from the company, but it's a character. I created the name and everything like that. And it's something that I came up with, and people enjoyed my character. And I can make people laugh. And it's not the fact of getting paid for what you love doing, but, you know, it's the fact that you could do what you love and you're entertaining people and making people laugh, because you don't know if someone's had a bad day or what they're going through, and you get to take them out of their world, and you get to be really crazy. And when you're doing live shows like that, you have to be, you know, on your feet. You cannot stop. You have to be in character for the whole time during the show. And if you take a break and you're in the bathroom stall, you have to stay in character. And even the characters, the people that did smoke, if they went out for a smoke break during the show, they would have to stay in character during the whole show. And to tell you the truth, I enjoy doing the shows. And that's basically how I got a little on my training, is actually doing the live shows, because, like it says, you have to have the stamina, you have to have the talent to do these shows, and if you weren't that good, you know, they're not going to keep you in the show. So I kind of wanted to advance and go beyond the show, but at the time, doing the shows, I really loved doing it and enjoyed it and just had a ball doing the shows. So, you know, once again, just remember, if you do want to, you know, get into the entertainment business, acting and such, just remember, you don't have to take your clothes at all. You know, you don't have to take them off. You don't have to do new things. You don't have to do kiss things. And you will find the companies that will want to work with you. There's plenty of real casting agencies out there that aren't scams, like Boston Casting and Jody Purdy. She owns South Shore Casting. You look her up on IMDb page. It's not a scammer thing. She's a real company. And you go and you friend her on Facebook saying, hey, you know, I heard about you through Shelly Munchucks, and she says, you know, about your company. And if you look her up, she actually, you know, casted a lot of those Boston films, you know, that are really big names, you know, like Gone Baby Gone, The Game Plan, Here Comes the Boom, and quite a few other shows. So look her up, Jody, J-O-D-I, Purdy, P-U-R-D-Y, and friend her on Facebook. Say Shelly Munchucks mentioned her, and, you know, you'd like to become part of our database, and she does not charge. You will get the emails, and you will have fair chances to go to auditions and stuff. And I still get the email from Jody, and, you know, just like I said, go and say hi to her, and, you know, she'll have an idea for what you're talented, and she'll send you emails. That's all there is to it. And
It's just back home in Boston. And if you go out to her casting calls or anything, give her a hug from Shelly Minchucks. I think she'd like it and she'd be a kick out. Jodi is a wonderful, wonderful person. And I'll never forget it. No matter where I go in this world, Michelle, she's been in the business for so long and she's a real casting agency. So, you know, felt your casting friend her. So, you know, just give her, hug for me and tell her, you know, Shelly Minchucks said hi. Now, I want to end the show, and I want to end the show with another song. Let's see. What am I going to end the show with? I already played Battle Song, The Fighter. Well, I like to play a song. I actually was in this video and had a ball and had a blast with it. It's called Field by Laz and Kath at Triceptive Studios, another company. I'll always be Triceptive Studios for life, and I got to be in a pilot for a series and that they were trying to get going in music video, and I feel very honored. So my bro back in Boston, and I have a couple of brothers that are in the film business, and Crosby's one of them, and they just got done filming their comedy, and it looks really cute, and it's a little called Surprise, Surprise, and I'm very proud for them. So I'm going to end the show with the song Feel. And remember, if you have a dream and you don't want to take your clothes off, you don't want to do nudity, just remember, if that's your dream, go for it. And don't let anybody tell you you can't because you're as good as anybody else. Anyone, anyway, everyone, have a good night.
Yeah, Last Rip, Cata B, Miss Smith and Envy, for the little 9 yard, yeah, check this out, yeah, Triceptus Studios, check it, yeah, yeah. Yo, chillin' in the club, toastin' it up, having some fun, just enjoying the love. I saw you walking by, looking all upset. That was a cue for me, just the end of the set. To take you from your low, bring you to your high. Tell you positive things like how you so fly. After the club, meet me at the ride. We'll go to the beach, count the stars in the sky. In the meantime, tell me about your nine. You're the finest thing that's dressing all wide. Clothes you got on is a major turn on. Me looking at your mind is an instant all on. Yeah, God, it's the way how you touching me. Sending me a vibe right through my body. You're so attractive and I'm so addictive. Yeah, that's something different, I'm dying to get with it.
Ooh, I like the way you always touching on me. Ooh, I like the way you put yours on my body. Ooh, I like the way you always on my mind. Ooh, I like the way how you do it every time. Ooh, ha, ha, ooh, ha, ha, ooh.
Prime time player, used to chew girls up like now and later. Used to have 10 shorties all up in the jazz. Used to bang them all out like they never really had. I was going buck wild, I really didn't care. Had the blinged up boots plus the lined up hair. So fresh, so clean, y'all can help to stare. Living like Liberace with rockets to spare. Till I saw you, you opened up my eyes. The way you showed me love, it was definitely a surprise. Never ever met a girl who kept it so right. Never ever met a girl who matched my left or right. Now it's just me and you, let's play one on one. What we playing for, she said, I said for your heart. Accept the invitation, let's have some fun. From the nighttime sky to the early morning sunlight.
How can I approach you on this? You make my whole heart.